Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Shaw. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Craig covering. Safe. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Klein moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig has Klein trapped. There's the throw to Cook and over to Coleman, who tags Klein for the out. Bowling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Coleman scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein who is chasing the ball. Hunt reaches third base with a triple. Hickman scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing center field. Hank Fisher now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields the ball and throws to second. Hunt drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hunt. Aaron moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron moves to third. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Crandall and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snider is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Charlie Neal now playing third base. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Hank Fisher. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Bob Hendley pinch runs for Norm Larker. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Dale Crandall. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews scores. May moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 3, Mets, 3. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Joe Torre pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Joe Torre now catching. Len Gabrielson now playing first base. Dennis Menke now playing shortstop. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Burrard pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Amado Samuel now playing shortstop. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Burrard moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive towards second. Bowling catches it and steps on second to double up Burrard. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and throws to Stallard covering. Safe. Jones moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bowling bunts towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Gabrielson moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron is walked intentionally. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Jones scores. Gabrielson moves to third. Aaron moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron pinch hits for Lime. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Len Gabrielson now playing left field. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Coleman moves to third. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. Hickman scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.